Call our meeting back to order. Ready for road and bridge update.
Okay. We have potholes all over the county. Not a tremendous amount, but there are roads that are showing deterioration. We've set up each side of the county to work several crews to fix these potholes in a in an organized manner. We're either using mowing routes and or snow plow routes so that we don't double dip our efforts. And one thing I wanted to ask, I think I touched on a long time ago, is something that I call a pothole hotline. I mean, a lot of people know that you can get a hold of the county, but this would be either a dedicated number and or to advertise somewhere in a paper and or, I don't know if we have bills that go out or tax things that go out, but somehow or another to get the word out there that all people really need to do is make a phone call and we can get a pothole fixed versus frustrating people driving over a pothole over and over. And it helps us identify where they're at and respond to them in a timely manner. So if we just use the office number, then it's just a matter of getting that. Either way, it's a matter of getting the information out there. I'm wondering, and then you guys have some kind of new number that's toll-free for Branson people. I'm wondering if that wouldn't be a better option.
You can post them both. The new number goes to a phone tree that they can navigate to get to Road and Bridge. It's an unmanned main number for the courthouse. It's a 332-1900. You can post them both. I would also suggest getting with their IT group and just having pothole patrol, and if they click on that button, it's an email to you, mm-hmm. a little comment card. That I've seen that on other county websites. That's real easy, hardly. I mean, it's very easy to add to the website. You can make it on the home page, it's fine. There's plenty of space on the home page. As regard to, if you did a press release, Frank, mm-hmm. the papers would pick it up free of charge. If you called the radio station, they would get an audio clip and put it on the radio, which is a way to get free press.
Okay.
I'm not too excited about buying a dedicated phone line, and I'm not too excited about paying an ad.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Ditto.
Okay.
I was interviewed a week or 10 days ago in regards to potholes, and I thought there'd be an article out by now. I haven't seen one, so...
The press release will get the article.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you don't have it, Nikki's got a pretty good media...
I just got that from her a few weeks ago. Yeah. That's a pretty extensive list.
I appreciate the way you mentioned that at Partner the other day, talking about the size and...
Mm-hmm.
Some people call on something that seems pretty insignificant, and then a big hole is ignored and
driven over every day and frustrated people.
And we don't know about it for a long time. And
right.
So I think it's a good move to work on that.
What I'll show you is an aerial that's not a very good one of the animal control facility,
uh-huh.
and there's a 60-foot culvert. I was out there this morning. The area above the culvert is smashed and broken. The integrity of the entire culvert might be in question, but there's a large drainage area that's not draining and it's flooded in the animal control area.
Jim Berry had contacted me and asked me to get Frank involved.
So that's where what I've circled in blue, that's where the drainage pipe is at.
I haven't been out there.
I'm just asking whether or not it's a county responsibility. I don't know.
From a lease perspective, we own all the ground and it's our responsibility for the upkeep and the access to the structure. That's still our property.
Yep.
I didn't know what the deal was.
The dumpster is right there, and I'm wondering if the trash trucks have
collapsed it
on that one end.
You're probably right, because when I was there, I'm wondering how or why would this be collapsed?
Yeah.
We may want to move the trash dumpster when you're out there looking.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed it collapsed before when I was out there.
Okay. And Jim Berry made a comment to me last week that it was pretty bad. So.
The puddle is pretty bad. It's pretty big. It's 20, 30, 40 feet. It's big and deep.
Yeah.
So we got the okay to fix?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And we'll look at relocating the trash container. A gentleman that's the developer of Mills Hollow calls me on a regular basis.
Mills Hollow, I'm familiar with Mills Hollow.
That is the neighborhood behind Meadow Ridge.
Yeah.
And yeah. He's sort of been put on, not really been put on hold. He knows that the Meadow Ridge has been discussed for quite some time. His concern with the road system there is that when people park on both sides of the road, it makes it hard for his neighborhood to have access to their development. A couple things I want to bring up. One, we don't have jurisdiction to address that problem right now. Two, if and when we do have jurisdiction of that, the neighborhood needs to know that that would be one of the things that we would ask due to their tight configuration of the geometry and width of the street. We would make probably all of those roads in there parking on one side of the street only. So as we move forward, that needs to be in the discussion. That's one of the things that would come up.
It came up quite a long while back, and I think we mentioned it to the chairman, to Lonnie, or I did, or we did in a letter or something. But
we did. I just sort of want to tie the two together that this gentleman calls on a regular basis. I give him an update. We're still discussing the issue. And then just wanted to remind you that if this neighborhood is taken in for county maintenance, that it's sort of controversial or upsetting to some of the citizens when you tell them they can't park in directly in front of their home.
Refresh my memory. Did you say you'd met with the board out there again?
I did.
And how's that? Where's that? The meeting with?
I met with them again just to tell them that I made contact with that contractor, John Fields.
Yeah.
And that John Fields had a copy of the Hold Harmless Agreement and that he was reviewing the documentation. And basically that they were pleased. I mean, basically that was the whole conversation. They already had a scheduled meeting out there because of whatever their sewer system is out there. So they asked me to come in and give them a 5-minute overview. They did ask me if the county was going to change its position on all those property owners that we've identified. I said, I'm not in a position to do that as one commissioner. I said, the vote right now is that you have to do all those little parcels we've identified.
You got that map from Frank?
Yeah, I didn't. They had their own copy. I asked for a copy. I think I have a copy upstairs. I wanted a copy because I didn't have a copy for me. But they had their own copy. They were griping and complaining, saying that I hate to say griping and complaining. Maybe I shouldn't say griping and complaining. They were discussing their the difficulties they're going to have because they have to get everything notarized. There's a lot of out of state owners, and they don't like. They say it's not going to be convenient. And they told them that was the process. I said if there was any issues, they should have. If they got a lot of people going to notarize, they can always bring a notary in at one time, and everyone can get it notarized at one time. But they were saying that it seems unrealistic that we're requiring that. And I said, I understand, but that's the vote of the commission, and that's what it is right now. So I said, but I also suggested that, you know, obviously, Mr. Fields' property is the key to the whole thing, so let's get Mr. Fields' property signed off on, because if he doesn't sign, we know there's no deal. You know, and that was the instant of the content. John Fields and I have exchanged a couple emails. He hasn't signed anything yet.
Okay. Very good.
Statement away from the
microphone. To whom?
Can you hear me?
Well, here, just mute your button there.
Okay.
does go away if you let you just.
You can do something, but then the other question is, do you really tell them no?
That's Chuck and May discussion. If you had, that has to decide today, does it not?
Yeah. That's why I interrupted.
Okay, should we not just go back into the executive here just a little bit?
Yeah, let's just go back to the executive in about 3 minutes here.
Okay.
Since that's new information, we need that's an executive discussion.
Next,
Frank.
Sorry for the interruption.
Mr. Dalton was in a minor vehicle accident this morning in Springfield in a loaded trash hauling truck. A lady had run a red light during his acceleration through the lane. No injuries. Just a heads up in case you hear that one of our trucks was in an accident.
Their insurance company is going to pay for our damages?
Not insured.
What? She wasn't insured.
Right.
So she probably got a ticket for that?
Yes. We're looking at a fender and a bumper right now. It may just be cosmetic, but a fender for a big truck and a bumper are not cheap by any means.
No.
Mr. Dalton made a request to have the bumper and fender replaced as soon as possible, whether it's cosmetic or not. And
duly noted.
Okay. I'll be making that decision sometime this week. The scrap metal program, one of the employees came forward today and noted that a contractor was hauling a lot of metal out, and in these economic times, wouldn't it be nice if we were hauling the metal out and getting the money for the recycling of the metal? And I said, in this particular time, it might be worth our effort to do something like that, but there's been other times where you could hardly give it away. So I mentioned that I would bring it up. I think we're going to go out to bid on that a long time ago. Or
we haven't done it yet. I'm going to send a note to Linda, a reminder that that's where it was sitting. That's been sitting on idle for a year.
Long time.
I remember a previous employee who was working on it.
The 165 in Green Mountain Gym, you asked me to talk to you today about that. We talked about it afterwards.
Yes. There was a request that a citizen made that who owns the 165 section when you're turning right onto Green Mountain? The question was, who is there an easement to put a turn lane? Who has the responsibility? All those questions. I don't think we own any of that.
It would be MoDOT.
It's all MoDOT. So the request would have to go to MoDOT.
Yes.
Okay. I'll just leave it at that. Okay?
I'll bring this pitch up to show you. Mr. Pennell's well aware of Georgia Tube, says Bob would be also.
Oh, I'm familiar with Georgia Tube.
Okay. We went out there recently and videotaped it and saw that it was very, very plugged. And this is, we did put in a new pipe all the way from the inlet side across the road, then also an additional inlet because we had water coming from here that was flooding out the road also.
Okay.
So other than the trench being filled with hot mix, it is repaired.
Repaired and complete.
It may change the amount and velocity of water that's getting it to the bottom.
Down on down.
But she may be happy. Last week I brought to your attention several things to do with the mechanics' flats. One was the $5,750 bill for the heater, and the other was the salary of one of the gentlemen that work out there, 100% road and bridge.
Yeah.
I was asked to come back with percentages, and we did. We looked at 2 years worth of their efforts, and there was a total of 500, very close each year, a little over 500 vehicles serviced in the year, with road and bridge being about 109 1 year and 110 the following year. That comes out to about 21%. Of the work that was done for road and bridge, and or 79% of road not being done for work not being done for road and bridge. And those were similar to numbers that we had talked about, that we thought they might be 50 to 75
And you've got there's two employees out there.
Two employees out there.
One is doing a 50-50 split.
Correct.
And one employee is 100% you.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I thought they were, one of them was paid out of GCR and the other was paid out of 100% out of.
I'm sure about the 100% out of Road and Bridge. I'm not sure. I've heard it both ways. I've not verified the 50-50 and.
Can you verify that?
Yeah, my understanding was one of them's paid out of Road and Bridge and the other one's paid out of General County for sheriff and sewer and all the different things. And what we're saying is we really ought to split that Road and Bridge one in half and have half of it be Road and Bridge and half of it General County. Am I on the right track?
The other one should be split?
One is full-time GCR, and the other one should be split 50-50 to get a 25-75.
Well, I don't know if I would do it that way. I'd just do 25-75 on both of them.
My request is just
either way, same.
Yeah. It's the same difference, right? Yeah.
My request is to get to more accurate as to what's actually being done out there.
Right.
Okay, I'll verify that number.
The 50-50? Yeah, 50-50.
But again, the goal is to 75-25 the two mechanics as a whole together.
Yeah.
Okay. If I verify that, can I move forward with making that happen?
Got it good for me.
For 75-25? Is that what you said?
I mean, that gets it within 5%,
yeah.
Right?
Both at 75-25, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And then the last thing I had may or may not be executive session, CDL for others. I don't think we ever got to the end of where we wanted to go with that.
Okay.
If we did, I don't clearly remember it.
In light of the time and 2 o'clock that we have and the executive that we need to talk, can we wait? Because Dan was adamant about having that discussion.
Okay.
The CDL discussion.
I'll bring it up next time.
What else is on your list?
That's it for the list.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine with me. But going backwards to the mechanic shop, did we resolve the heater the other day? Because there's a $5,000 bill for that new heater.
I guess what I'd say is we talked about the same breakdown to the
25-75 on it.
We talked about the percentages, what we found out would be applied to the heater.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Apply that same percentage of profit sharing.
Do you want to go as far as electricity at the shop and all that jazz, or are there other things that we want to do that way?
This will help a lot, what we're doing here, okay. just in the heater and the accurate use of their time. I did want to make a note to bring something to your attention in regards to the heater or electrical bill, which we have attributed most of the bill to the heating system in the new facility. About a week, almost a full week after the thermostat incident and all of that, I got word that the next month's bill was in, and they had, because of their efforts, they had reduced their bill by 50%. Their next month's bill was $700-some. It doesn't change the fact that the thermostat was at what it was, but that does prove that they had made a concentrated effort in changing their bill. So I felt it was important to tell you that they had made an effort in changing the electrical costs there.
Okay, so they're still working out of
they are
Hildebarg.
At last, the word of understanding is that we'd work out there until winter was over with and reevaluate the system.
And what about the equipment? I'd ask the other day.
It's being parked at Hilda also.
It is.
It is.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I got a motion to return to executive session for about 10 minutes.
Second.
All those in favor say aye. Michael, we're going to have to run you off for about 10 minutes.
Aye.
Aye.
We'll come out and get you just in about 10 minutes.